Yes, it's the Goldbergs.
Oh, Mr. Fleming, you're busy?
Oh, hello, young fellow. What's in your mind?
I need your advice. You know, I've been thinking about going into business.
Oh?
And I've decided to be a radio announcer.
What?
Yeah, just like you when you tell the ladies about Duds.
Oh, so you've heard me talk about Duds, huh?
Well, lots of times. And I figured if you could do it, I could.
Oh, you did you? Well, now, let's hear how you tell the ladies about this new kind of granulated soap.
I'd say, ladies, Duds is spelled D-U-Z, and it's a really new kind of soap. Not just some old soap that's been fixed up to look new.
Say, that's swell. Go on.
Well, my mom says Duds does all three kinds of wash. Work shirts, towels, rayons, everything. And if my mom says Duds does all that, you can bet your life it does. Say, Mr. Fleming, how's that?
Well, that's a good try, but don't you think you ought to put in a few more details?
Like what?
Well, Duds is so new. Lots of ladies just can't understand how this one soap can get grimy overalls clean and towels snowy white, and yet be really safe for pretty rayon slips.
Oh.
You see, Duds is different from any other leading granulated wash day soap. It's so much safer for those delicate colors.
Okay, I'll remember that.
Yeah, take those overalls, you get the dirty.
Yeah, they get plenty dirty.
Well, Duds will get them clean without any hard scrubbing. In fact, no soap made gets clothes clean easier than Duds.
Boy, the ladies should like that.
They do, and even more. They like the way Duds gets their linens and towels so dazzling white. Why, they've never seen whiter washes anywhere than Duds gives them. It just can't be beat by any other soap for turning out snowy white washes.
Gee, I get it. Duds is a three-way hit-on wash.
Right. Tell the ladies to try Duds, and they'll see it's a really new kind of granulated soap. Just say, ask for Duds today. It does everything in your wash. And now, the Goldbergs. Well, the train blew its whistle and pulled out of the station, and Rosie and Molly were on it. Molly was accompanying Rosie to New York, where Rosie was going to catch the Florida special. And her reason wasn't a vacation, not if the real truth be known. Her reason was very simple. Rosie wanted to get away from Walter Jerome, and Molly was glad to see her go. But a few minutes after Rosie's train left, another train came in from New York, and on it were the reasons for Rosie's departure. Walter's mother and his fiancée. Well, now today at the Goldberg house, the telephone rings.
Sammy, maybe that's Mommy calling. I'll take it.
Now, don't be so nervous, Pa.
I haven't enough to make me nervous. Hello?
Well, who is it? What is it, Pa? Well, who was it, Pa? Why did you hang up?
It was Walter Jerome.
And you hung up?
I have nothing to talk to him about.
Is it his fault if Rosie...
I don't want to discuss it.
Gee, Pa.
Why did he take Rosie to a dance if he was an engaged young man?
Rosie asked him to go, Pa. You know that.
Nevertheless.
Nevertheless what, Pa?
Don't cross-examine me, Sammy. Please. You're not a father. Until you are, don't question the feelings of a parent.
You can be fair.
I'll ask you that question someday. When your child is hurt.
Pa, I love Rosie as much as anybody does, but I'm certainly not going to hold it against Walter Jerome because Rosie happened to...
If Rosie was affected to the extent that she was, there was a reason.
Rosie's a kid.
He must have said something to her.
What?
I wasn't there. I didn't hear.
Gee.
Now stop with the jeez. Call me your telegraph office. See if your mother sent a wire.
If she did.
Call.
Pa, if Mama sent a
call.
Wire...
Call.
Oh, call her. Hello. Telegraph office, please. Yes. Hello. Hello, this is Sammy Goldberg. Is there a telegram for me? Hello, Simo. Come on in.
Hello.
Huh? No? Thank you.
Who came in?
It's me, Mr. Goldberg. What train is your mother coming home on, Sammy?
We're just waiting to hear from her.
Sammy? Did you call up the telegraph office?
I did, Pa. I did. There's no telegram. Now, don't worry, Pa. We'll hear. Do you want me to put in a call to Mrs. Bloom?
Wait yet.
What, Pa?
I said wait yet.
He said wait yet. Is it all right if I take my coat off, Sammy?
Why not?
Nothing. Only I didn't know how welcome I was here anymore.
What do you mean, Seymour?
Well,
I consider myself partly responsible for Rosie going away. And
how are you responsible?
Well, I inadvertently told her about Walter Jerome's fiance.
Inadvertently, huh?
I thought she ought to know.
You're very considerate.
When you care for a person, Sammy, you want to spare their feelings. That was my training, and I'm sure it was yours. When a girl is at an impressionable age, she should avoid pitfalls.
Sammy, look up the timetable. See what train Mama could have made if she didn't leave to New York yet.
I have a timetable.
Are you looking, Sammy?
Yes, Pa, I am.
Even if my mother and my sister Bertie said I was justifying informing Rosie.
What did you do, Seymour? Write home to your mother and your sister Bertie?
Yeah, I wrote a letter. I felt a little upset by everything. And, well, who understands you like your own family?
Well,
there's a 4:30, Pa.
If Mama took the 4:30, she's done it already.
Then we'll go down to the station and see.
Then who'll be here if Mama should call?
I'll go to the station. Or stay here. Either one.
I'll get my coat.
You have time, Pa.
That your mother shouldn't avail herself of the telephone is unprecedented.
Well, maybe my sister Bertie is calling her up.
Your sister Bertie? Why should your sister Bertie...
I'm only saying maybe. Because I wrote her about Walter Jerome's mother being here in Lastonbury. And
so?
Well, Mrs. Jerome happens to be in the same line of business that my sister Bertie is in. Cosmetics. So she may want to meet her. It's possible.
A fine comparison. Bertie with her beauty on wheels, and Mrs. Jerome with her 10-story building.
She started small too, Mr. Goldberg. Did you ever read her biography?
Whose, Bertie's?
No, Mrs. Jerome.
I didn't, and I'm not interested.
She started with a jar of cold cream.
Excuse me.
Your father isn't a very easy man to talk to, is he, Sammy?
He's nervous.
About Rosie?
I guess so.
She arrived in Daytona well and safe, didn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Does Walter Jerome know why your folks sent her to Florida?
Why does anybody have to know why she went? She went because she wanted to go. You talk as if Rosie was some woman of the world defying all the conventions. Torn by great doubts, overwhelmed, tragic, serious. Oh, you talk like a French novel.
Well, I didn't say what...
Well, don't. Walter Jerome means nothing to Rosie, and Rosie means nothing to him. So let's stop talking about it and talking around it. Rosie's a kid, and you can stop mooning about her too, Seymour.
What objections can you have? I'm the one that's mooning. I'm the one that sleeps sleepless nights. I'm the one who's eating his heart out over her. I'm the one that loves her with an undying love that you and cold people like you can't understand.
Oh, you're a
thief. What's going on here?
Nothing, Pa. Nothing at all.
Yeah, well, it's more than nothing.
Then get your coat and let's go to the station.
You want me to stay here and answer all calls?
Please.
I'm sorry, Seymour.
Sorry about what?
Nothing, Pa. Nothing at all.
All right, so let's go. Whoever calls, Seymour, we'll be back after the 4:30 train. Come in, Sporty. Stay inside. Don't run after me like Mary's lamb.
Come on, Sporty. Come on, stay in, will you? Go ahead.
Come here, Sporty. Want some water? Come here, I'll give you some water. My life is no better than yours, Sporty. Believe me. Come here. Just wait a minute. I'll give you some water. Here, I'll just a minute, have you, Rick? Yes, I'll fill up your bowl. Yeah. Here you are, boy. All right. You're thirsty. Hello? Yes? Who's this? This is Seymour Fingerhood, Mr. Walter Jerome. No, there's nobody here but me. I can't give you any information. I don't know. No, Mrs. Goldberg is not home yet. Listen, any information you want about Miss Goldberg, you'll have to consult her parents about what I'm sure they'll be very reluctant to inform you with. Yeah, Yes, that's exactly what I said, for a very good reason. Your presence in Lastonbury, Mr. Walter Jerome, has caused enough heartache. Well, I can tell you this. Rosie won't be back before you leave.
Seymour speaks out of the anguish of his unreturned love for Rosie. That's always a little funny to people who aren't in love, but it's serious enough for him, and serious enough for Rosie, too. And if it becomes serious for Walter, well, there's going to be nothing to laugh at. You know, if I were conducting a kitchen quiz, I'd ask you, are you washing dishes with an old-fashioned halfway soap? You are if you use a bar soap, because it doesn't give you real speed. Or if you use the tough granulated soap, it's short on kindness to your hands. Well, you can forget such halfway soap now that New Does is here. That amazing new kind of granulated soap for everything in your wash. And Does has everything you want for dishes, too. From whirlwind speed to greater kindness to your hands. In fact, Does is the only leading granulated wash day soap to treat your hands so gently. Just notice how nice and soft they feel after doing dishes with Does. Yet, see how fast this same Does cuts grease. No other soap can beat it for speedy dishwashing. Why, you can tell by the suds just how different Does is. Try New Does today. It has everything for dishes. And be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. Next time, Molly has an adventure in New York. This is James Fleming wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, the makers of Does, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.